guys. We made up a joke to show. Lay it on me, boys. You have four legs and barks. A dog? She heard it.
Girls, you see that stuff I told you? You could play 100 songs if you master 3 simple chords.
Yeah, you're already way ahead of AC/DC.
You know what? I'm impressed, Gia. You're pretty good on that bass there.
Thanks. I taught myself. Now I can drown my mom out when she's sweating to the oldies. You know, we're having so much fun playing together. We're thinking of starting a band.
Did you hear that? My little niece starting her first band, following in the footsteps of Uncle Jay. So proud of you. You know, I was about your age when I started my first band. It was me, Little Ed, Big Ed, and Regular Size Ed.
They didn't have a lot of names back then. You know, if you guys are serious, you can sign up for our Wake Up San Francisco Young Talent Search.
We'd be perfect for that. We're young, we're talented.
Your search is over.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you get a band together in a week, we'll give you a shot.
A week?
Yeah, well, all you need is a keyboard player, a drummer, and maybe a couple of Eds.
I'll give you a couple of Eds. No. What you need is what I had in my band. You need a guiding force, you know? You need a mentor, a musical genius, if you will, to kind of push you guys and inspire and motivate. You know what I'm saying?
Which Ed was that?
It was me, huh?
You mean, you want to be like our manager?
Oh, Steph, where would you get a wacky, nutty, madcap idea like that?
From you?
I accept.
Oh, that'd be great. Hey, you know what would be really cool? Is if we have like an all-girl band, kind of like the Go-Go's.
That'd be good.
Yeah, you know, Melissa Morgan plays the drums. She'd be perfect. She has no life.
All we need now is a keyboard player.
I don't know anyone.
Yeah, neither do I.
Well, I know one keyboard player, but guys would have to have a pretty open mind about this one.
How open?
Well... Well, she may not be Billy Joel, but she knows how to get a crowd going.
Going where? To the nearest exit?
Steph, right now she's all we got.
But you don't know her like I do. She's rude, crude, and lewd.
That's perfect! Let's rock and roll!
Now, if you're gonna be in a band and you're gonna play a song, play the same song. Now, who can read music? Anyone?
My father can.
We got a lot of work to do. Gather around, gather around, gather around.
Mr. Pop.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
How's your homework coming?
I just made $6,000.
Doing homework? All I used to get was a stamp with a little happy face on it.
Joey, it's not real money. She's doing an economics project.
Wow.
Yeah, we started 2 weeks ago with 5,000 fictitious dollars. We choose stocks and make fictitious investments.
I'm halfway to a fictitious Miata.
So far, everything I've picked has been the winner.
Hmm. Looks like my cholesterol chart. So, Deej, you got any hot tips for us?
Well, just between us.
Yeah?
Today I invested all my money in Glammo toys.
Glammo toys?
Shh. There's spies everywhere.
You know something, Danny? I think DJ's onto something here. You and I should invest some real dollars in Glammo toys.
Joey, I don't think so. The stock market is too risky. I don't even take a chance when I play Monopoly. I just pass go, I ride the railroad. If I land on Take a Chance, I quit.
Danny, what risk? I mean, DJ obviously knows what she's doing. Look at all these charts and graphs. Come on, you and I will be partners.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
I'm tired of always sitting on the sidelines watching other people get rich. I completely missed out on the 80s.
Great, I got some money stashed away in my belch jar.
Your belch jar?
Yeah, my belch jar. Every time I belch, I drop a quarter in it. Let me just say that I am one burrito away from owning my own condo.
You should own your own suburb by now.
I mean, how were they? Now, bear in mind, we've only been working for a few days, but they're all playing the same song in the same key in the same room.
Listen, you know what, Danny? I think that we found some contestants for Wake Up San Francisco's Young Talent Search.
All right.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. You guys, you were totally, you were deaf, you were fresh, you were chilling, you were fly.
You kids actually use any of those hip words still?
Yeah, we do, but I'm going to stop.
All right, grown-ups, come on, out of the room. Let's go. We got to rehearse some more.
All
thank
right.
you.
Have we'll fun, be, we'll you be guys. Right up
there. All right, guys, let's take it from the top.
Come on, Uncle Slave Driver. Can't we take a break? We've been rehearsing forever. I mean, look at this. My blisters are getting blisters.
I realize that, but guys, please. If you want to be a good band, you got to rehearse until you get it perfect.
How can someone so mean have such great hair?
All right, what the heck? Take five.
All right, let's hit them all.
Yeah. We can pick out cool outfits to wear for the contest.
No, guys, I said five. That's 5 minutes. All right, take 10 minutes. What the heck? You said nice things about my hair. Well, let's just call it lunch. Let's just have a little lunch.
I know.
Okay, everybody, let's work on our look. It should be vulnerable yet tough. Tougher! Come on, Tanner. Can't you get any tougher than that?
Not without spraining my face. Let's work on her hair.
We better go. It could be contagious.
We're practicing how to pose for our album cover.
Sorry, we thought you had cooties.
Actually, we're here because we maybe have some assistance to your ensemble.
Look, unless you're here to help the band, get lost.
Kimmy, stay with me on this. Derek and Lisa are great singers. If you let them in the band, you definitely win the contest.
Excuse me when I say...
I was afraid of this. The risk of humiliation has borne bitter fruit.
All right, Michelle, you and your friends beat it. I gotta work with the band.
You can start on their personalities.
All right, troops, break's over. Let's hit the studio. Come on.
Uncle Jesse, we've already got the music part down. Now we need to work on our look.
You already got the look. You look like four girls who need to rehearse. Now, I'm not going to be on the side of that stage calling out chords to you guys.
Oh, like we can't remember three chords? A, E. I, O, U.
Jesse, what's the big deal? Dad and Aunt Becky said we were great.
Yeah, they said we were great.
Of course they did. They're family. I'm your manager, and I'm going to tell you the truth.
The truth is, you just want to boss us around.
The truth is, you guys made a million mistakes. Now, let's hit the studio.
Name one.
All right, let's start with you. You missed about three or four chord changes. You were flat on the first verse. Your guitar playing slowed the whole song down.
I said one. I mean, give us a break, Uncle Jesse. It sounded okay.
Okay? Okay's not going to cut it, all right? You guys aren't ready to perform in front of people. Now, what you got to do is practice over and over and over again until you can play this stuff in your sleep.
Any other complaints?
Yeah, you have a bad attitude.
Well, that's because you're a bad manager.
Steph, I don't really need this.
Well, we don't need you.
Really? So you guys are firing me?
We can't fire you. You quit. Kimmy, I'll handle this.
You know, Stephanie, I'm sorry I got involved with your little band in the first place.
Not as sorry as we are. Yeah, pack it up, Uncle Hairboy.
You know, Kimmy, I think I won't miss you most of all.
That's it. Tanner's got the look.
Hey, how did our stock do?
I'm checking right now, partner. Glammo, glammo, glam. Oh.
What happened?
It's down 6 points.
That's awful.
Well, it could have been a lot worse.
How?
I could have invested as much money as you did.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You have the business section? I want to see how Glammo did.
You want the obituaries. It's down 6 points.
Whoa. Good thing no one lost any real money.
Right.
Yeah.
Good thing.
It's a good thing.
So, think you guys are ready?
Yeah, we practiced all day.
Oh, good, good. You're working on the chord changes, huh?
No, we practiced our choreography.
Steph, that's the last thing you need to practice.
It was. Hair, nails, choreography.
No. You had a full day.
I know what you're thinking, Uncle Jesse, but we're gonna show you. And we're gonna be great out here. And you're gonna be sorry about the way you treated us.
Well, I hope that happens.
Greetings, music lovers. Gibbler, you're late. Sorry, Goldilocks. I was picking up my new keyboard. I got my two lackeys lugging it in right now. Be careful, doofoids. That thing's expensive.
Wow, abusive and inconsiderate. You're going to make someone a great first wife.
Kimmy, since you have no visible means of support and obviously no hope of getting any, where'd you get the money to get this?
Wise investing. Hey, Deej, I've been following that Glammo stock. I made a bundle. Well, what are you talking about? It went down 6 points yesterday. That's when I bought it, at its all-time low. It went up 20 points today. So I sold it and made a tidy little profit.
Yes, 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 yes.
I've never seen you so happy for Kimmy.
Oh, you still haven't. Joey and I, we bought that stock. We're going to make a bundle.
Danny, the jig is up. Look, I hate to burst your bundle, but I sold that stock this morning.
This morning it was at its all-time low.
Exit. Stage right even.
Yeah, I am shocked. I never thought you guys would cheat off my homework. Hey, Danny.
It's almost showtime. Ready to light up that stage?
Now? I am so depressed. I can't be expected to go out there and perform right now like some trained seal. Hi, everybody. I'm Danny Tanner.
I'm Rebecca Donaldson. Welcome to Wake Up San Francisco's Young Talent Search. Well, actually, the search is over because all the young talent is right here.
Oh, gee, Becky, thank you. You are too kind.
Actually, I was talking about the kids backstage, so let's get them out here. Our first contestant is Jennifer Robin.
Excuse me, I work alone.
Okay.
We're next. You guys are gonna do great.
Uh-oh. It's my stomach. Mother made pork pasta salad for lunch. And I thought it tasted a bit off.
I think you just have stage fright.
How do you know? You're not my therapist.
Next up, the musical stylings of Lisa and Derek.
Thank you very much.
Come on, Derek.
I need a Tums the size of a hockey puck.
Derek, don't worry. You'll be fine. You're gonna blow the roof off this place. If you don't blow chunks first.
That's a tough act to follow, but you know what? Somebody's got to do it. So let's give it up for our final contestants, Girl Talk.
Uncle Jesse, you think they're ready?
I don't know. What, look like their manager or something?
I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign, life is demanding without understanding. I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign, no one's gonna drag you back. So bring it into line, you cut, cut, cut.
Sorry, slight technical problem.
You guys are supposed to stay with me.
Yeah, we would if we knew what you were playing.
Well, you guys, let's just start from where we left off, okay? We all left off in different places. Let's just pick it up, okay? On three.
One, two, three. I saw the sun.
We bite. Hope I can get my money back on this outfit. Wait, guys, come on.
Tough crowd.
Well, that was a really, really, really good try. Let's give it up for Girl Talk.
All right.
Thank you. And the winners are Lisa Leeper and Derek S. Boyd.
Thank you. We owe it all to our manager, Michelle Tanner.
Hi, Steph. Listen, we need to talk.
Why bother? I know what you're gonna say. You missed your chord changes. Your singing was flat. You have no business being out there. You made a total fool of yourself.
Keep going. I'm not finished.
It's not funny, Uncle Jesse. No, I hope you're happy, because this was the most humiliating night of my life. Just leave me alone.
Steph, who are you really angry at here?
Myself? For not listening to you?
Now we're getting somewhere.
And you for picking on me?
Picking? I prefer to call it motivating.
Call it what you want. You've made me feel terrible.
Well, I guess I was a little hard on you. I'm sorry. It's just that, you know, what happened tonight was exactly what I was afraid of, you know? You going up there on stage for your very first time and being humiliated. The same thing happened to me.
I'll bet you didn't bomb like we did.
It was our sixth grade talent show, right? It was me, the three Eds, you know those guys. And all we were concerned about, of course, was our hair, right? So we're back before the show, greasing up, getting up, greasy, ready to go, right? I can't hold on to my drumsticks, my hands are so greasy. So I'm getting ready to do wipeouts, you know, whoosh, stick goes flying, I wipe out little Ed.
Are you making that up to make me feel better?
No. Does it?
Kinda. I guess we should have practiced a little more.
I guess you should have practiced a lot more. Listen, Steph, you can't succeed at anything in life, you know, whether it be a band or school or whatever you're doing at the time, without working very hard and having discipline.
Yeah. I guess there's more to being in a band than just looking great. Although we did look great.
Oh, yeah, you look very, very good. She did pay some major dues tonight.
Really? Like what?
Well, you won't have to go through your first performance again, and luckily, neither will the audience. Listen, I hope I didn't turn you off to music, because you do have some natural talent.
Thanks, Uncle Jesse. That really means a lot to me.
Well, listen, I'm happy to help you anytime you want, but not as your manager, as your uncle.
How much percentage does an uncle get?
Proud of you. Let's go out and see what's happening out there.